This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission scheduled for Thursday, March 9th. Should you have questions after listening to this recording, please call the FEC at 800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
But today we have explanation and justification for interim final rules on the definition of federal election activity, which is a carryover from what we did a few weeks ago. And from the counsel's office, Mr. Duane Pugh.
Morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Thank
and
you.
I apologize. We have some late submitted documents, I believe. Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On a procedural matter, I would like to move for the suspension of the rules to consider late submitted documents for agenda document 06-16 and 06-16A.
Vice Chairman, so moved. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries by a vote of 6-0. And now we will hear from Mr. Pugh. Good morning.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning. On February 9th, the Commission approved final rules and an explanation and justification amending the definition of federal election activity. That document was published in the Federal Register, and those amendments will take effect on March 24th. On February 9th, the Commission also approved the text of an interim final rule addressing certain activities that are in connection with non-federal elections. The Commission directed this office to prepare an explanation and justification to accompany the interim final rule, and that document is before you today as agenda document 06-16. BCRA provides that voter identification and get out the vote activities are federal election activity only when they are conducted in connection with a federal election. The interim final rule provides that when state, district, or local political party committees or organizations engage in voter identification or get out the vote activities that meet the criteria of the interim final rule, then the voter identification and get out the vote activities are exclusively in connection with a non-federal election, so they do not meet BCRA's definition of FEA. Those committees and organizations, therefore, may allocate those expenses between their federal and non-federal funds. The interim final rule will take effect on March 24th with the other FEA amendments, if it's approved by the Commission, and the Commission seeks public comment on the interim final rule in the document before you today. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Pugh. Discussion of the agenda documents. Do we have a motion or a discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I would move.
Chairman Walter.
I would move approval of agenda document 0616 and ask that it be amended, and that amendment be approved by 0616A, which contains some minor amendments that I could discuss them if you wish or whatever.
Commissioner Walther has moved approval of agenda document number 06-16 as amended by agenda document number 0616A. Discussion on Commissioner Walther's motion. Commissioner Mason.
I'd like to thank Commissioner Walther for working on these amendments. The one substantive amendment on concurrent candidacies, I think, is an improvement. I don't think we're likely to see it. But in the unlikely event that we do, I think it makes sense, and I'm certainly supportive of the sunset provision of the rule, given that we're needing to get this adopted on an interim basis, and we should have plenty of time within the next year and a half, to get comments and fine-tune this if we need to, or if it turns out we think we were mistaken, we can we can let it have a quiet burial. I do have one question in that regard. Is there a comment period or deadline that is set in the rule?
So the main document asks for comments within 30 days of publication in the Federal Register.
And is there a reason? I mean, 30 days is adequate. I'm just wondering, given that we'll still be dealing with probably the fallout of some of these BCRA rules about then, whether we might want to run it out to 60 days. And I don't want it to be too long because I want to be able to get back to it. But
that'd be fine.
Have a reaction.
Yeah.
Would Commissioner Walther consider that a friendly amendment?
I apologize. I did make one mistake. Not a mistake. Since this was prepared, it occurred to me that if we waited till September 1st, we might have the benefit of some reports that are filed. In the meantime, if we make it to July 1st, we might not have that benefit, and so it would add till September 1st. The word July would be replaced by September 1st, 2007, to give us additional time to be educated a little bit and the public as well on the impact of the election cycle and reporting from that.
And so, Commissioner Walther, would that be agenda document 0616A? You would amend on page 3 at the bottom there from July 1st, 2007 to September 1st, 2007?
That's correct. And that would apply to the discussion on E&J on page 16, page 6, line 15.
Okay. So as I understand it, Commissioner Walther has moved to adopt agenda document 06-16 as amended by 0616A. And in addition, moves to have the... sunset provision altered from July 1st, 2007 to September 1st, 2007, and then any conforming amendments that are necessary in the explanation and justification, and a 60-day comment period as opposed to a 30-day comment period.
That's fine.
Okay. Further discussion on Commissioner Walther's motion. Commissioner Bonsikowski.
I'm certainly going to support this, and I want to thank Commissioner Walther for these changes, particularly the change, taking out the word municipal, the change it to non-federal, which I think might have caused confusion, because we obviously want this to apply not just to municipal elections, but to any non-federal election. I think it's very important that we put this exception in. BCRA did not federalize every election in the country, and elections that don't impact federal elections, we should not be regulating. I think the previous regulations, because of their definition of in connection with, actually did regulate some activities, get out the vote, and other activities that were really in connection with a non-federal election, but because of the wording of it, would sweep them in. And I think it's very important that we do this. I would like to ask the general public and the regulated community to give us comments on two issues. This rule doesn't extend to generic campaign activity conducted in connection with a purely non-federal election, except in some very narrow circumstances, and I'd like to ask for comments on whether this general exclusion makes sense. And I also would be particularly interested about the instructions that are in this with regard to the acquisition of voter lists, and whether they are practical from the way local parties work. But otherwise, I think we do need to pass this exception.
Thank you, Commissioner. Further discussion on Commissioner Walther's motion? Hearing none, I'll call the question. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Nope.
The motion carries by a vote of 4-2. Commissioners Walther, Toner, Mason, and Bonsikowski voting affirmatively. The Vice Chairman and Commissioner Weintraub voting no. That concludes our agenda for today.